We're in the middle of Rashi and Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. Just to refresh our memories a little, Gemara had come to the conclusion that Rabbi Yossi cannot hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva cannot hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi made a kal v'chaima that Kodesh goes till a Revi. Kal v'chaima, Madach Shlishi, that's poisel by Trumim. Madach v'chus Kippurim, that is muta betrume, is poisel by Kodesh. Is Shlishi, that's poisel by Trumim, about the Yemes, it should be poisel by Kodesh. The Gemara says, if Rabbi Yossi would hold the drasha of Yitma Yitamem, so then Truma would go to La Revi and Kodesh would go to La Chamishi. And if we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that Truma goes to La Shlishi and Kodesh goes to La Revi, so Kolchoch, he does not hold the drasha of Yitma Yitamem. Rabbi Akiva does hold the drasha of Yitma Yitamem, Va'afal Pikein, we don't find a Tana that should hold that Kodesh goes to La Chamishi and Truma goes to La Revi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva does not hold the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yossi. And Rashi brings down this Apirche, Mal Mechus HaKippurim, that is a potential Av HaTumim. That is the Kitzer of the Sugya. Let us see Rashi. Three lines from when it starts getting in the middle of the Amid, when it starts getting wider. In the middle of the Shura starts Ashkechen. Mashkaches lo da'osi kodesh lidei revi'i hochi. So the Rashi is the third line when it starts getting, when in the middle of the Amid, when the lines start getting wider. In the middle of that line. Mashkaches lo da'osi kodesh lidei revi'i hochi. How do we have a Revi Bakoidish? Sheretz Timek, this Rashi is saying according to Rabbi Kiva. Sheretz Timek Kli, Vahavel Erishin, Ukli Oichel, so the Oichel is a Sheini, Vahoichel Mashke, Umashke Oichel. So that is how we get a Revi Bakoidish, the Rabbi Kiva, Tumas Mashke in the Eraisa. Vahamishi Bakoidish, Loimaisi Bakal Vahaymi Mimichusa Kippurim. Nachamishi, he doesn't learn out from the Kal V'chaime, the Ikala Mifrach, Mal Mechus HaKippurim, Shekein Av HaTumim. So Rashi just figured out how there is a Revi B'Kodesh according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds, Mashke Metama Oichel, so I have no problem. Umiboy Lon, so now Rashi says, we had a Shaila, L'Rameh L'Rabbi Leza. The Amru Behed Yid the Mashkin ain't mitamin dovaracha mina teure. They hold that a mashke cannot be mitamin something else mina teure. Rabbi Yossi nami dukim no delay lay svirelay. We said Rabbi Yossi also does not darshan yitma yitamin. So therefore he also does not hold that mashkin can be mitamin oichla mina teure. Is heichi mashkachas kodesh boli de revi. So how can you get a revi be kodesh? Sheretz kli avarishen, ukli oichel avisheni, v'oichel mashke avishlishi. Now, v'haich yovili dei revi, if mashke cannot be metame, an oichel, how do you get to a revi? V'nirali, Sarashi says, because of this kashe, tal kolchicho loy mashkachas lo elamid rabbonim. So, Kochach, according to Rab Meir and Rab Elezer and Rab Yossi, the whole musig of Revi Bekodesh is only Midah Rabbonah. V'teida, diktoni lo gabi mailis techeime Bekodesh. There it says the mailis, what Kodesh has. The Kaimel Nosem, the Kula Midah Rabbonah, Nina, these mailis are chumras the Rabbonah. V'zeo michomish mailis o achoynesi. So that's how we get, so Rashi says that a Revi Bekodesh is a Darabonon according to Rabbi Leza, Rab Meir, and Rabbi Yossi. Now Rashi has another problem. Ba'oichol shlishi l'Rabbi Yosi b'kodesh. Now Rabbi Yosi said that there's a posik that says that kodesh becomes a shlishi. The koma la'el v'lo madnu shlishi b'kodesh min ha'Torah. Now here we'll have a problem. Here Rabbi Yosi, the Kal V'chomer could be, the Kal V'chomer tells me theoretically kodesh can go to a revi. That's what the Kal V'chomer is telling me. Practically, I don't have a way how it gets to a Rabbi, so Kaponim or Mitarabonim will get to a Rabbi. But a Shlishi, Rabbi Yosi said that the Pusik says that Kodesh becomes a Shlishi. So now, Mehechen Kibla, Hoyul Vein Mashke Mitama Oichel, a Mashke can't be Mitama an Oichel. Now we have the Pusik says, Abosor Asheyiga Bechol Tomei Lo Yeyochel. Rabbi Yosi holds that Mashkin is not Metama Achayim. So what did this Boso, what did it touch? It touched Asheni. Asheni can only be an Oichel or a Mashke. If it's a Mashke, so we say Mashke is not Metama Achayim. If it is an Oichel, is an Oichel Metama Oichel. So Rashi asks, so how is there a Shlishi min HaTorah according to Rabbi Yosi? So Al Kochocho may Oichel Kibla. So you have to say, that it was mekabel tumah from an oichel. Besvira lei tumah oise ki yoitze bo bekotchim. And Rabbi Yosi has to hold that by kotchim there's a din that you say oichel metama oichel. Period. So yesterday we ended the shiur, so if Rabbi Yosi holds that oichel metama oichel, so why did Rashi have a problem before? How do you get a Revi'i B'Kodesh? And now we have a very easy way to make a Revi'i B'Kodesh. We'll take three Oichlam. We'll make a Revi'i B'Kodesh. The Mashal wants to say, it's a very interesting teretz. The Mashal wants to say that three Oichlam won't work. Why? He says, because if you say by Chulin, an Oichl cannot be Metam another Oichl, so he says, by Kodesh, afilu an oichel can be metama another oichel, but this oichel, the second oichel, should be better by Kodesh and metama third oichel does nicht. Three oichelim it won't go. Then he has a cheshmus amashkin. Also, the marshal says cheshbainis that we can't have a revi by Kodesh. The marshal wants to say uncheshbainis. Rashi here to say this eitze not according to Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, Rashi said already that the Revi is at the Rabbonim. But Al-Kaponim, the Marshal and Marshal Amahiru de Shaila. Now Rashi goes further. V'oichel de metame mashke. How do we know that an oichel is metame a mashke? Period. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, we just opened up our eyes now. Rabbi Kiva holds yitma yitame. So we hear the whole sugya. So the by oichos metame mashke, so metame oichos metame mashke. But according to all the others who hold yitma means it's tummy alone. So how do you know bechlal that an oichol can be metame mashke? Kimin leidor she yitma yitame. So Rashi says lo yadana meichen afkelu. So I don't know. How do you know that an oichol could be metame mashke? Ilav mehaikro vechiyutan mayim al zera. So we have a meet. Who tomei? Veine oise ki yaitse boy. Mede itzterich krol and beute ki yaitse boy. So if the posik tells us that an oichel that was mekabel tumah from a sheretz cannot be metame another oichel, mechlal de metame acherim. It could be metame something else. So here we see that an oichel can be metame mashke. Maybe I'll say it's a miut. Harei who tomei period. Ve'ene metam achayim. How do you know to darshan tomei who that it can't be metame ki yaitzibay, but it's metame mashke. Maybe tomei who is a miut. It alone is tomei. There's not metame achayim. So Rashi says if that's the case, then can lishtei kro minei ve'lichtei tomei. It doesn't have to say tomei who, but it say tomei. So tomei means it is tomei itself. Mehechi teisim lantum alachayim. So if we have a who, so it comes to the UK that the gabi metame acherim ki yitzvay not and the gabi mashkin yes. Because now Rashi asks another kasha. Hoyo umashkin le metame achini le Rabbi Yosi. Rashi is ksabombe from Akasha. The Gemara, the Maskonis HaSugya is that Mashkin is not metam achine according to Rabbi Yossi. Is sulay mituk de masnisne kiteretz de toretz Rabbi Yirmiyah le'el v'oz de Rabbi Yossi le'taymei. The end of the Sugya was as follows. The Rabbi Yochanan explained, Rabbi Yochanan said as follows, just let's refresh our memories. We had Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim had said, Mimeim Shal Kahanim, Lenimnu Milisroif as a Boso, Shenitma Bevlad Vladatume, Me Boso, Shenitma Bavatume. They took a Shlishi and they burnt it together with a Rishon. And so Rameyer said, Midevreim Lomadnu, from Rabbi Chanina we can learn out that you can take, can burn chometz, seven truma tahirim at meya bepesach, you can take chometz b'shoshishis, and you can burn it with truma tmeya. And Rabbi Yossi said, ain nehi amida. It's no similarity, it's no dimyan to Rabbi Chanina's kana kahana. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, that was the maskonis of the sugya explained, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the emerson, everyone holds, Sai Rab Meir, Sai Rab Yossi hold, Yalfinin iso mitume. If something that's tome min ha-toire, you're allowed to be more metame, who are then something that's also min ha-toire, you're allowed to be metame also. Iser and tume are the same. And therefore, b'shor shviyis, Rab Yossi is also moide, that one is permitted to burn tume toire imat meyem. The whole machloikis is b'shor shishis. What is the machloikis shishis? Rabbi Meir holds, one can take something that's also midarabonon and also be metamed, and Rabbi Yossi holds, you can't take something that's also midarabonon and be metamed. And what does the machloikis depend on? So the Gemara said, if tumas mashkin letami acherem deraisa or darabonon. That means the case of Rabbi Chanina Skanda Kahanim, that took boso that was nitmo bevlad vladatume. How did this boso become nitma bevlad vladatume? So the boso became nitma, that the sheni was a mashke, and the mashke made it a shlishi. So Rameya holds tumes mashke latamacheire midarabono. So therefore, since tumes mashke latamacheire midarabono, so this is a shlishi darabono. So Rameya holds, so if Rab Chanina Skana Kahanim said, if you can take a tome derabono, and burn it together with a tomei deraisa, so you can take chometz, which is also midarabonin, and also burn it together with a tomei deraisa. Rabbi Yossi holds tumes mashke letam acherem deraisa, so he holds that this mashke, which was a sheni, made the boso a shlishi deraisa. So Rabbi Chanina only said that from a tumei deraisa, he can be moisif tumei, not by a tumei derabonin. That was how Rabbi Yirmiyah had explained the Mishnah. But now we come to a downfall. That was till now. We learned Rabbi Yossi holds a tumas mashkin letam acherem deraisis. I'm a meila letaimei. But now the Gemara just said Rabbi Yossi personally holds a tumas mashkin letam acherem derabonim. So I'm a meila. So why is he chaylik on Rabbi Meir? The same way Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Chanina that you can take a shlishi derabonim and make it sheni. So who are then? You can take a nisa derabonin and make it a sheni, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, yafin and nisa mitum. This is Rashi's kasha. The ikasha, hoyul mashkin leimetam achini le Rabbi Yossi, sulay mituk demas nisan kiteretz de toretz Rabbi Yirmiyah le'el. So memela, our Mishnah does not stim with the teretz of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Before we had said, va'oz da Rabbi Yossi letamei, that the whole Rabbi Yossi is going letamei, that because tumes mashkin letam acherem midarais, but now we say that Rabbi Yossi holds that tumes mashkin letam acherem derabonim, but the kushin leduchte amai eini yamida. So why is he chaylik arameya midamidi? So Rashi says leitiksha. Techi yokim nevoz the Rabbi Yossi letamei boser taime dehomas nisin. That means how Rabbi Yossi understood pshat in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yossi alibi de Rabbi Kiva ukimne de dorshit meyitame the Mohammedin in Seattle. So Pashit Rashi means to say Rabbi Yossi understood Rabbi Chanina holds like Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah mentions Rabbi Kiva also, so he held Rabbi Chanina is from the Soivrim like Rabbi Kiva, the Yidarshan Yitma Yitama. So Memele, if Yidarshan Yitma Yitama, so Memele, so then it's a Shlishan Mashkin is Matama Chermin and Pere. So Bekitsa Rabbi Yaisi sets down the Mishnah according to Rabbi Chanina holds like Rabbi Kiva, that Tumas Mashkin Latami Acherim Diarais. But this is Al Kalponim, how Rashi learned Pshat in the Sugya. Rashi had a few problems. Rabbi Yossi Latamei Shtimpnit, we just had a problem. We had a problem how Rabbi Yossi has a Shlishi by Kodesh Diraisa. How do you have a Revi by Kodesh? These were problems. How do you know that an Oichel is Matama Mashket? Rashi had just, was Machadish now, that Rabbi Yossi does not hold Yitma Yitame. So Mamela Rashi had all these problems, and Rashi had to solve all these problems with Tirutzim. It's very interesting. We never have such a Rashi. Rashi, he got very personal. That means all the time Rashi was very Vekitza. Rashi just said the Tirutzim. We don't know what made Rashi to say this. Rashi is very bekitza. Here Rashi says all his problems. Me boy long l'rabmeya, I have such a problem. V'lo yadanem eichinafkelu. Rashi retzach von Herzen dorp. So all the problems Rashi had, but Rashi answered. Fartik. V'ani shamati, now Rashi says, I had another pshat. The Rabbi Yossi Isla Yitma Yitame Gabi Mashkin. I heard a new pshat in the whole sugya. Rabbi Yossi holds Yitma Yitame. So now, before we go further, so what was this Shamati? According to this pshat, so all my problems are solved. Rabbi Yossi holds Yitma Yitame. So Mamela, that's why, so Mashkin is Matama Acherim in Atoire. So Mamela, you have a Revi Bekoidish, you have a Shlishi Bekoidish. It's Rabbi Yossi Letame. Everything is good. Everything is good. But just have no Asugya. Pshan the Sugya. That's the only thing that's fair. But all other problems are solved. V'ani shamati, the Rabbi Yossi Isla Yitma Yitame Gabi Mashk. Boho, the Oma, lois virelei behi, the Oichlem, the Rabbi Kive. Hi, the Gemara says he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. So Rashi had learned that means Rabbi Kiva darshan Yitma Yitame. He doesn't darshan Yitma Yitame. No, there's something else. Le'inyin tume oise ki yoitzebo. Le'gabi the din of tume oise ki yoitzebo. So what does that mean? We'll come back to how they were miyashim the sugya. But Al Kaponim Rashi, someone said pshat in the Gemara as follows. Rabbi Kiva holds, the solution of Rabbi Kiva was that Kikir Sheini Oise Shlishi Bechulim. So they learned Kikir Sheini Oise Shlishi, that means a Kikir will make another Kikir Ashlishi. Rabbi Kiva holds Oichel Metama Oichel. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Oichel Metam Oichel. That's the only machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kiva holds Oichel Metam Oichel, and Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Oichel Metam Oichel. But Yitma Yitame, everyone holds. Oh, so Memele, then we'll see what's so good. V'ani shamati Rabbi Yossi isle Yitma Yitame Gabi Mashkin, because Yitma's Yitame. According to this pshat, now all my problems are solved. Now you could have a revi. Sheretz, kli is a rishin, kli oichel is a sheni, oichel mashka is a shlishi, mashka oichel a revi. So b'meile, so all the problems are solved. V'yevshel amide mivnei kama tshuvitz. There are many kashas on this pshat. That Rabbi Kiva should hold Eichel Metam Eichel, that's also a big problem. That Rashi erets and Rashi chesem and al. Umiyu, so Rashi says, afilu neniach that they are right. We'll say that's Pshat Rabbi Yossi. Abo le Rab Meir da Oma behed yitum es mashkin letam acherim lav di eraisa. My kashas are still schwer on Rab Meir. Rab Meir says klar, and Rabbi Yossi is the abot verempfot. But according to Rab Meir, had yever revi bekaidish, le meshkachas lovi el mit Rabona. In this I'm zicher right, that according to Rav Meir, Revi Bekoidish is only under Rabbon. But we have to understand, how did this solve the problem? The Rosh Yosef comes and asks, we have a problem. If Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi, they hold of one of the other, so you have a chamishim b'kodesh. And that was the kasha. So all of a sudden we say, Rabbi Yossi holds, ein oichel metama oichel, ishalom al Yisrael. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, even though he holds yitma yitama, but you don't have a chamishim b'kodesh. So the Rosh Yosef wants to say as follows. The Rosh Yosef says that Tosfos asked the kasha before on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, and this is what these Soivrim held. Tosfos asked the kasha that the Gemara said that a mashke cannot be metame, a mashke that was mekabel tumah from a keli, that was mekabel tumah from a sheretz, cannot be metame keli. So the Gemara said, because Madoch, the keli that gave over the tumah to the mashke, can't be metame keli. The keli is a rishon, it can't be metame keli. So the mashke that was mekabel tumah from the keli, about the gevis, can be metame keli. That was the Gemara that Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So Tosfos asked a very interesting kasha. So Tosfos asked, if you hold ein oichel metame oichel, so if an oichel was metame mashke, how could this mashke be metame an oichel? Madach the oichel that it was mekabel tumah from cannot be metame another oichel. So the mashke that was mekabel tumah from the oichel, about the gevis can be metame an oichel. Tosfos says, let's say the same line of cheshbon, that a mashke that's mekabel tumah from an oichel cannot be metame an oichel, because the first oichel can be metame an oichel, so the mashke also can be metame, can't be mekabel tumah, can't be metame an oichel. Tosfos answers, it's a different vote. There's a vote that the oichel is not metame ki yoytze bay. That's the vote. By the mashke, it's not ki yoytze bay. But al kaponim, Tosfos says such a kasha. That l'chayre, if you hold ein oichel metame oichel, so mashke also should not be able to be metame an oichel. So the Rosh Yosef says, this is what these seifrim held. Rab Yosi holds ein oichel metame oichel. So if ein oichel metame oichel, you cannot have a shlishi by chulin. Because how are you gonna go? Yeah, an oichel is metama mashke. But the mashke can't be metama an oichel because the first oichel can't be metama an oichel. You can never end up with a shlishi by chulin. If you can't end up with a shlishi by chulin, you can't end up with a revi by trum and a chamishi by kodesh. So that was the teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yosi holds ein oichel metama oichel. So if Rabbi Yosi holds ein oichel metama oichel, you can't have a shlishi by chulin, and therefore you can't have a revi by trum, you can't have a chamishi by kodesh. And Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the kal v'chaim of Rabbi Yosi. That's why he doesn't go so far. But al kaponim, but Rabbi Yosi also holds yitmo yitame. But since he holds ein oichel metama oichel, so therefore a mashke that's mekabel tumah from an oichel can also not be metama an oichel. That is what they held. That's how they learned pshat in the sugya. And the sugya is for emphet, and all the problems of that Rashi had is also for emphet. Now let us go. Let's learn the Gemara further. The Gemara had said that Rabbi Kiva does not hold the kal v'chaymer Rabbi Yosi. Why is that? So the Gemara says, "The leilishtame tane velisni revi betrume vechamishi bekodesh v'neimer Rabbi Kiva." We don't find anywhere a tane should say that kodesh goes to lechamishi and trume goes to revi. So memeil, if we don't find a tane, and Rabbi Kiva zichos yitma yitame, so al kochach he doesn't hold of the kal v'chaim of Rabbi Yosi. Fragt die Gemara, Vanan, Ahochi, Neikam, Venismach. We can be saimach on this because we didn't find that Tana. Maybe Rabbi Kiva Taka holds this Zachamisha. We didn't find it. So we don't have recorded the Shitas Rabbi Kiva. But could be Rabbi Kiva does hold that Trume goes to La Ravi and Kodesh goes to La Chamisha. Is Nofak Rav Ashi, Vitaimer Rav Kahana. So they wanted to be proved that Rabbi Kiva holds that Kodesh does not go to La Chamisha. Dok va'ashkech. Oh, this not. We learned a Mishnah. Hakli mitzarev es mashe besoichai lekoidish. There's a halacha of tziruf kli. That means whatever is in one kli is considered one unit. Therefore, if we'll have a tremendous kli, and on one end we'll have a kezayis of Bessar Kodesh, and on the other end we'll have another kezayis of Bessar Kodesh. and they are all in one kli, and a tame will touch the kezayis on side number one, so the kezayis on side number two has the same tumah. Because we consider there's a din of tzir of kli, that the keli makes that whatever is in the kli is one. So these two kezayisim are considered like one big piece of meat, which is two kezayisim. So you touch a piece of meat, the whole meat is tummy. So that is the first halacha. Hakli mitzarif esmasha besoyche lekoydish. This is a chaymel by koydish. Avoloi letruma. By truma you won't have such a halacha that is a din of tzir of kli. Period. Now the Tana of this Mishnah says another loch. V'horevi ba'kodesh posel, v'ashlishi b'truma. Another difference between kodesh and truma. Kodesh goes to l'revi, and truma goes to l'ashlishi. Period. V'omar rabchiye barabe omar rabbi Yochanan. So rabchiye barabe omar rabbi Yochanan said, who is the machaber of this Mishnah that says, akli mitzarev esmashe b'soyche l'kodesh? Who is the machaber? May Eidusoi Sharabi Kiva Nishnes Mishnesu. This Mishne is May Eidusoi Sharabi Kiva. This Nam. Hoisef Rabi Kiva Hasoiles Vaktoires Valavoina Vagecholim. If you have a keli that is full of flour, or ktoires, or levoina gecholim, Sheim Nogat Vuyoim Bemiktsosom. So here you have grains of levoina, small coals, k'tayres, soiles, granules of flour, and he touched, and that v'l'yoyim touched a little bit, posel es kulam. So here you see claws, so that's the yesod of tziruf, that whatever is in the keli is considered one. Period. So now I know that the mechaber of the previous Mishnah, kli mitzav es ma'asheh besoichai, the mechaber of the previous Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Now, let us go further. The Mishnah said, Revi ein chamishi loy, shlishi ein revi loy. Alma kesovar tziruf derabon. Oh, no. Ein chamishi loy, shlishi ein revi loy. Period. So, memele, so if we see that Rabbi Kiva is the mechaber of this Mishnah, and in the same Mishnah it says that Kodesh goes to L'Revi and Trumi goes to L'Shlishi. So I see, Klo, that Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, that Kodesh would go to L'Chamishi and Trumi would go to L'Revi. Let us see Rashi. Va'anan ahochi nismoich, mishum d'loi ashkech and Tane, since we did not find a Tane, name the Rabbi Kiva less like Kal Vachomer. Maybe he does hold up the Kal Vachomer, and maybe Kodesh does go to L'Chamishi. Dok va'ashkech behedye. So they were medayik the Omar Rabbi Kiva Revi Ein v'loy Chamishi. What was the member? What's the Mishnah? Hakli mitzarev mashe besoyche. Areva arucha. You have a long keli. Ubo oichle Kodesh. And there's food of Kodesh in this keli. Mikan v'oichle Kodesh mikan. One isn't touching the other. He didn't touch the keli, he just touched that oichel. It means the other side. Tmeim shakli mitzalfon the kli. Al yedei the kli, we considered it's all one piece of oichel kodesh. Meidusei al yedei eidusei. Hoisif Rabbi Kiva be'edis levoina v'gecholim. Af al gav delav oichlim nino. So here we have another problem. Besides the din tziruf, there's a problem. The levoina and gecholim are not oichlim. Chibas akodesh machshalton umashvelu oichl bepeire kosho. So here is another chiddush that the chibas akodesh makes that keilu it has a shame oichl and it is mekabel tumah. Posal es kulam. So if a tvul yoim touched one of these levoine, the whole keli becomes posal. Alme, mitzarev kli mashe besoiche. Di mishum de nogi adodi. Maybe you say here it's talking about because you have a full keli and one is touching the other. Nehei digachele shen noge bo metames chavata. Good. I feel you'll say that the coal that he touched will be metame the next coal. Avo chavata sulay metame. this is a tvuyayim will make a shlishi, the shlishi will make a rabi, but that's it. Dimken av leshishi, yashvi yadkut. And may oisai edis, akaponim we see Rabbi Kiva holds hakli mitzar of masha besoichi. And may oisai edis, from this edis of Rabbi Kiva, nishnis mishnezu, takli mitzar. Uktoni behedye. Now this mishnah that says hakli mitzar, which the mechab of this mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, this mishnah says, Rabbi Bekaidish posel, Almad Rabbi Kiva chamishi leslei, sheishi betrumain Rabbi Yiloi, Almad leslei Rabbi Kiva, Kalvachimer de Rabbi Yosi. Beloshin acher shamati, here on this sugya I also heard a different loshin. Yoyred leimke tahoim v'efshel amida. This pshat, I can't lift it up. It's leimke tahoim. Baita. Zok the Gemara baita. So the Gemara will go now on the second Mishnah. Hoysef Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said four cases that of tziruf hasoiles vahaktoires valavoina vagecholim. Now, two of these four cases are not macholim. Levoina and gecholim are not macholim. Gecholim are coals. Soiles is a machol. Ktoires is debatable. Ktoires is spices, the Rosh Yosef says. If spices are makabel tumah min ha-teire, that's a problem. But let us forget about k'teiras for 1 minute. But we have here in this memra of Rabbi Kiva, let's go soilis and gecholim. Soilis is a machel. Gecholim is not a machel. And by these two things, Rabbi Kiva said there's a din tziru, that if a tvul yoin will touch a brekel of soilis or a brekel of gecholim, the whole keli will become posel. So the Gemara alme kasover tziruf terabonon. So we see from here that Rabbi Kiva holds the whole din tziruf is a halacha derabon. Now where do we see this? So Rashi alme kasover tziruf terabonon milse ba'ape nafshei. Me the Omer Rabbi Yochanan Medushin Rabbi Kiva Nishnes Alma Kasova Rabbi Yochanan Tziruf the Kli Lekaidish Tiktoni Gavi Meiles Lav the Raisu Alamid the Rabbonon Me Edushin Shal Rabbi Kiva the Mid Rabbonon Hu the Gecholim Ulevoina Lav Bnei Kibulei Tumeninum. So Rashi says Gecholim Ulevoina Bchlal Kevi Mekabel Tumen Alamid the Rabbonon Only Mekabel Tumen Mid Rabbonon. We learn out the haboso that chibas hakodesh machshem that als the chivivis and chivis of kodesh it's machshar teloichel is a chivis of oichel. Omrinem bechol sho the mailo midarabonani. The Gemara says in kol sho that this whole halacha of chibas hakodesh machshem is only a chumre darabonah. This is very, very debatable what Rashi says, but let Taisus is chilek on Rashi. But let us just see what Rashi says. I feel we will assume what Rashi says. So Rashi seems to be saying as follows: if Rabbi Kiva, in the same sentence, could say hasoiles vahagecholim im nogat v'yoyim b'miktzoson posel eskulam. So this din of by gecholim, if the tvulyayim will touch miktsosam, the whole thing is posel midarabona. Now, if soilus is the locha of tziruf is a deraisa dika locha, so the nagat tvulyayim miktsosam posel eskulam by soilus is it's midarabona posel eskulam by gecholim it's midarabona posel eskulam. You don't say it in the same breath, in the same sense. It's posel eskulam. It's not the same psul. This is a psul deraisa. This is a psul derabonah. So if Rabbi Kiva could say in the same sentence posel eskulam that sai soilis in sai gecholim, so by sois it's the same posel eskulam by soilis. Now the shaila is why is the same posel eskulam? Bishlam gecholim is not mekabel tumah at all min ha-teireh. Because the whole halacha of chibes hakodesh machshel is only a din derabbanan. But soilis is mekabel tumah min ha-teireh. It's a machel. So why is it posel eskulam mid derabbanan? So we see from this that Rabbi Kiva holds that the whole din tziruf is a din derabbanan. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Alma kosovar tziruf derabona. Rabbi Kiva holds the whole din tziruf is a derabona. Upligi de Rabbi Chonin, the Omar tziruf de reise. Rabbi Chonin holds the din tziruf is de reise. Shenema kaf achas asores zahov maleyok toires. Hakosov also kol mashe bekaf achas. Rabbi Chonin said a droshe. That whatever is in the spoon of Ktoires, it's one. We say that Aklim Mitzalfa. So he has a posik, the Eraise, that tells us that it's a din tziruf min haTorah. Now, the Shaila is, if Rashi holds that the whole din of Chibas HaKodesh is only at the Rabbonon, so what is Pshat in this posik? This posik is speaking about Ktoires. So it seems from Rashi, that Rashi holds that Ktoiris, which are spices, are mekabel tumme min haTorah. Ktoiris is better than Levoina. And we see the same thing Rashi before Rashi, the Dibur Masra, Levoina vegecholim, afol gav delav oichlam ninu. Why didn't Rashi start from Ktoiris, val voina vegecholim? So why says Rashi holds Ktoiris, does have a shame oichl. Why it is that way the Rosh Hashanah mutchitzer. The spices do not have a shame oichel. But al koponim, we see from Rashi nitazoi. So that's what the Gemara said, that from this memre of Rabbi Kive, that is medame, soilus, the gecholim, we see that all the tziruf is a drabonon, not like Rabbi Chonin. Zot Rashi, uplige the Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbi Chonin, kaf achas bekteiras ksiv the kaidishu. Period. Now we're going to go into a new sugya. Man hosam. Al machat shenimtzeis bebosal. A person, this is speaking about a kolben that was geshochten in the Beis HaMikdash. And when they cut open the kolben, they found a needle inside the behemoth. And it seems that the kahanim touched the needle. And the sakin that they used to cut the behemoth also touched the needle. So in the Mishnah it says as follows. Al machat shenimtzeis bebosa, we found a machat in the bosa of a behemoth that was geshochten. Shteit azoi, shahasakin vayodayim tohiris. The sakin that touched the machat, the yodayim of the kohen that touched the machat, tohiris. Vahabosa tomei. But the basar alone that was touched by the machat is tame. Nimtzeis beperesh hakel toyer. If the machat was found in the perish of the behemoth, the tzoy of the behemoth, so then the basar is also toyer. Let us see Rashi. Tnan hosom beidyes. Val machat heyed imshar idyes. Shim nimtzeis bebasar kodesh. We found a machat in Bosa Kodesh, Shasakin Shenogabo, the Sakin that touched the Machat, Vayadayim Shalkoyim Shenogabo, Tahoyrim Beya Toyo, Va Bosa Tomei, and the Bosa is Tomei from the Machat, Ulakame Meforish, Hai Machat, Mai Tumei Havabei, what Tumei existed on the Machat, that the Machat was Metame the Bosa, and was not Metame the Yadayim of the Koyin and the Sakin of the Koyin. Omar Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva said, on this Eidus, so Rabbi Kiva said, Zochinu, so Gevaldik Yeschus, She'ein Tumas Yodayim B'Migdosh. There's no halach of Tumas Yodayim B'Migdosh. Zot Rashi. Zochus. This is a very rare Rashi. Rashi usually is Amiridike Katzrim, and here Rashi is, Mamash elaborates. Zechus, it's a zechus, v'toivo, v'revach, v'takone hilonu. It's such a moiradik ezach. Mehevsit kochim. It's moiradik shloi nigzero gzeiris yodayim b'migdash. Litomei bedovor she'ein metamei odom. That means, Rashi means to say as follows, that usually we find all over that the yodayim of a person are mekabel tumeh from something which is not bekoich to be metame an odom, aber die Yedayim are mekabel tumme. So Rabbi Kiva said, it's a gewaldig yischus, that this gzeire does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hai machat mukmilo, we'll see later. This machat is speaking about the lavat muye yodamu. It's unable to be metamanodam. And the ilu chutz lemikdash, if this would occur outside of the Beis HaMikdash, metamim yodayim, betume koldu, so this machat would have been metam of the yodayim. Afilustam yodayim atomim, mishum yodayim askonis. Navadu gibis of a touch this machat. But in the Zechinu, it's a schus that in the Beis HaMikdash, that means when they made the gzeira of tumas yodayim, they said the gzeira does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Frag de Gemore, v'neime shein tumas yadayim v'keilim b'migdash. It says two halachas here. It says the boss is mekabel tume, but the keilim and the yadayim, the sakin and the yadayim are toil. So we have another schus, another tikkun, that the keili is not mekabel tume from the macha. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav, Itayme Rav Yosef, Rav Chanine, yadayim koidem gzeires keilim nishno. The gzeira of tumid, the tumid rabbon of yadayim, was learned, was nigzar before the gzeira of tumas kelim mid rabbon. So memele, so when Rabbi Kiva said over this edis, there was only active the gzeira of yadayim, the gzeira of kelim was as yet not chal. So memele. So Rabbi Kiva couldn't say that it's a schus that there's no tumas kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, because in the time when Rabbi Kiva said his edus, there was no tumas kelim anywhere. Let us see Rashi. The name of Nami Zachinu Shein tumas kelim b'Mikdash midarabonon b'dovo Shein metame min atayr deilu bechulin gozer rabonon beitume. By tume by chulin there is a tuman kelim hafal gavde midaraisa toyr. Kiddis nan gabi yud ches dovo, v'oichlem, v'akeilem, shenitmu b'mashkin. So you see that mashkin can be metame keilem. V'ochikto nisakin toyer. So why didn't Rabbi Kiva elaborate on the schus that keilem on mekabel tume? So the Gemara answers, yadayim koinim zeres keilem nishnu, litome midarabon. This zera that yadayim on mekabel tume from something, shenap ekoichte metame yodom, they're metame yadayim. So this was before. Rsheidu Aidizu Adain Le Nigzrag Zeres Chalchomim al Tumas Kalim the Rabbonon. When the Aidis was said, as yet there wasn't any Tumas Kalim the Rabbonon. Lefichach La Yuchaloima Zochinu Shein Tumas Kalim Bemigdish. Tahi Shaita Filabal Manami Layavoy. So therefore he said, Zochinu Shein Tumas Yodayim Bemigdish. Frekte Gemore. That's not a good teretz you're saying. Because the gzeir of Yodayim and the gzeir of Kalim were enacted the same day. This nan, we learned, ha-sefer, sifrei kodesh, va-yodayim, stam yodayim, va-tvulyoim, va-oichlim, va-kalim, shenitmu b'mashkin, v-depoisel ha-satrumet. So we see that when they made a gzeira on Yodayim, they made a gzeira on Kalim also. Zogt Rashi. Boy bayoyim, ba'aliyas Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin b'yitzias ha-Shabbos, it's not elu poysel nesatrume. Ha-Sefer. V'osem eforish taime, why did they say that a sforim are poysel nesatrume? Mishum takon es sforim, because they wanted to make sure the sforim will remain. The people, the kahanim, they used to go and store the svarim and the trume together in one area. They said, trume is kodesh, and the svarim are kodesh. So you put them in the same bookshelf. So the achborim came for the trume. Apiteva, they weren't bookworms, these achborim, but if they're there ready for the trume ready, they ruin the svarim. So therefore, Chazal wanted to make sure that these two are not mechutonim, the svarim and the trume. So they said that the svarim will be metame the trume. So Memele will be sure to put them into two separate cabinets. By yodayim, afilu stomon, inoga betrume, beloy netilish yodayim, is paisulas atrume. But for yoim, behosam parich or the raisei, this is not from the yutchas dov. Mishani somi mikant for yoim, that should be erased from the mishnah. Al kolponim, we're back to the kasha. If Rabbi Kiva said that it was a beirdik inyan that they weren't goyzer tumish yadayim b'migdash, he should at the same time said that the same inyan that they weren't goyzer tumish kelim b'migdash. Elo Omar Rav. So Rav came and said a new teretz. Hanach l'tumesakin, afilu b'chula nami loy metami. That this sakin wouldn't be mekabel tume afilu b'chulan. So this is not a kula that the sakin was not tume, because the sakin afilu b'chulan would be mekabel tume. Hai sakin de noge b'mai. What did the sakin touch? Ilaim ad de noga b'bosa, it touched the bosa. Hoin oichul metame keili. In oichul kebi metame keili. Be'elo de noga b'machat, it touched the machat. Va'ein kli metame kli. A kli that's a rishin, we'll see, can also not be metame keili. So we'll see soon why this kli is a rishin. So this kli that is a rishin cannot be metame the sakin. The basa, which is a rishin maybe, could also not be, or a sheni, cannot be metame the sakin. So the sakin is poshut that it's toil. So, but the chiddush is that the yadayim, which theoretically should be mekabel tume from the machat, is there zachinu shein tume shadayim b'mikdash. That was the simcha of Rabbi Kiva. Frag the Gemara, hay machat mai avidite. What is with this machat? What tume was on this machat? He name. So the Gemara asks, now this machat that we find now in the behemah, what kind of a machat is it? So the Gemara says as follows: Hi machat ma'ebidetei. What is this machat? E name is sofik machat. It's a sofik machat. That means it is a machat that we don't know if it's toir, if it's tomei. We don't have any information about this machat. For had al sofik horoikin. That means roik, the saliva, in Yerushalayim. That means if once he's roik in the street, it's very problematic. If the roik came from a zova, from a zov, so it's tomei, it's an avatume. If the roik came from a odom toyer, so it's gonish mit gonish. So one said, like gozu al sofik haroikim shebirushalayim. If you see roik, so they weren't geyser. Even though there's no chaskastar, I don't have to clear. Achzuki reyes ebechdi loy machzikim. V'chad omo like gozu al sofik hakelim shebirushalayim. In Yerushalayim, if you see a keli, you don't know if it was tomei or toyer, they weren't geyser. So the Gemara asks Akasha, so what is this machat over here? And we'll see this machat was metama the boso. So what is this machat? Omar Rav Yehuda Omara, kigoin sha'ovda loy machat tomei meis. There was a tomei meis. We know Klo, he possessed a machat. It was a special machat. We know it's a signature. It was engraved on this machat. Vikira bebosa. And we found this machat in the boso. You know, Chloritz, Yenetome Mace's machat. So now this is very problematic. So if this is Yenet machat, so now we're back to Shaila number one. So the Kayin should become Tome. The Sakin should become Tome. This machat is an Avatume. This is Shrekla. The more later is going to speak about that. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Ovin Omar kigoin shehoisa pora chasuma obo michutz l'Yerushalayim. This pora was muzzled. So when it came into Yerushalayim, it was muzzled. So we know klar that the machat did not come into the pora from Yerushalayim. It's a chutz l'Yerushalayim deke machat. The kula was like gozru al sofik kelim b'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, they didn't want to have problems with this kodesh and kabbonis. So Sofik Kelim, one guy's in Yerushalayim. Chutz Yerushalayim, Sofik Kelim are Sofik Tmeim. So Memele, so we know Klol that this Machat entered the Pore Chutz Yerushalayim. So this Machat is Tomei, Midarabona. There were guys there on Sofik Machat. So Memele, so this Machat, so that is this Machat. So there's a beautiful Marsha here. So the Marsha says, so he doesn't understand. If the Machat came Chutz Yerushalayim, and there were Geyser and Kalem Chutz Yerushalayim, so that means, so you have to clear, maybe a Tomei Meis touch, if there were Geyser. Now let's take all Tumas into consideration. So the Marsha says a very interesting Mahalach. He says like this, we have here a double Sofik. Maybe it's Toyer, maybe it's Tomei. That's one Sofik. We had a Machat, this Machat came from Bnei Barak. But there's a Sofik. Maybe it's Toyer, maybe it's Tomei. Then the Marsha says, Nafilu it's Tomei, who says that Tomei Meis touched it? Maybe a Sheretz touched it. So it's a Rishon. So Memele, they only made it a Rishon L'Tomei. That was the Gzeire. The Gzeire of Sofik Kalim, Haboi Michutz L'Shamayim, Chutz L'Shalayim is a Rishon L'Tomei. So Memele, so now we understand the Pshat in this Mishnah. So this Mishnah is telling us that the Bosor is Tomei because it touched a Rishon L'Tomei, so the Bosor is a Sheni. But the Yodayim, which theoretically should become Sheni L'Tomei because they touched a Rishon, but that was Zochinu, Shein Tomei, Yodayim, B'Migdash. And the Keli does not become a Sheni because a Rishon cannot be Metama, a Sheni, by Tumas Kalim. So that is Pshat now in the Mishnah. Now let us see Rashi. Vayodayim. No, Elo Marove. Elo Marove. Vadi kvam nigzor ala keilu mid rabboni. Shitamu b'mashken. Biyoch ileke mashken. There's no mashken over here. Vahanach letum mesakin. Afilu b'chulun shalei choshu lehefseidom. Even by chulun, where there's no chshash of hefsed chulun. Lo shayche b'hu hochetum melesakin. It's not shaykh that the sakin should become tummy. The high sakin did not give a maishi tamu. What did the sakin touch that should be metamit? Loi boso v'loi machat. Ein yechaylum letamit. The boso can be metamit, and this is the machat can be metamit. Then oichub loi keili, shein li avatum, metamim keilim, apilumid rabbonim. A rishin, or something less than a rishin, cannot be metamit keili. Loi gozru chachomim bedevreim tumah la keilim, alish yitamim min amashkin. The whole gzeir of the Yudchas Dover was that a mashke could be metama keili, and that was mishemashke zove zove. Now, my aviditei the metame bosa, so the Gemara asks, how is this keili? What kind of a keili is this that's metama the bosa? Sofik machat, lo yadinen itome itoir, v'shel mihoisa, I don't know b'chlal, the history of this machat. So the Gemara says, we learned al sofik haroikin. Lo yimeshem eshel zove, v'shel nidahem. V'roikin ovatumein l'tamei odom, d'chsi v'choyori kazov. Machat shol tomei mei. So the first eretz was, this is a machat shol tomei mei, shu avatumein. V'amachat atzmoi ovatumein. The machat is also an avatumein. D'chev areyu kecholo. L'kamei porich, amai esakim v'yadayim tahirim. If he touched them, av gufei shol koyin tomeiu, v'tzorich tvilo v'erev shemesh d'iraisen. It's speaking about a sofik machat. It was a muzzled por or bo mi chutz l'Yerushalayim. The vade mi alma osi. It's zicher this machat came chutz l'Yerushalayim. L'shem nichnasa l'shom loy b'laso. When the por came into Yerushalayim, it didn't swallow anything. Bavel sofik kelim shemakayim is achera. Period. Now the Gemara is going to explain this the memra of Amiroim that say Sofik Roikim Birushalayim and Sofik Kalim Birushalayim Legosu. Bufa. Abalosa, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Chanina. Chadoma Legosu, Sofik Roikim Shabirushalayim. Chadoma Legosu, Sofik Kalim Shabirushalayim. So the Gemara asks, why do you need these memras of the Amiroim? Roikim Tanina, Kalim Tanina. They're often in Mishnais. Roikin tanino desnan, kola roikin, hanimtsoim, birushalayim, tohoirim, chutz, michel, shuka elyoin. It was a shuka elyoin in Yerushalayim. There, the Zovim had no place where to go. The only place they could be was the shuka elyoin. But all roikin in any other street was toil. So why do you need this member of Amiroim? It's a Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Leitzchicha, aber gab dies Chazik Zov. They want to tell us a bigger Chiddush, that even though I saw a Zov walking on the Shukatachtoim, I saw Klor a Zov. Now I hear myself, maybe the Zov will spat something out on the Karke, Afal Pikein. They weren't geyser on Sofik Roikim. Let us see Rashi. Shoshoi ke'elyin shamayim iskapzim tmeim, shlelatami es chavireim. Baba gab dis chazik zov, shari inuhu oiver beshuk zeh shenim tzaboy roik. We saw him pass by, ashminen doloi gozru dekula hailoi shamanim imas nisne. Some of the Mishnah wouldn't know. Mishnah saying, if I don't have any reason to suspect that it's tamei, so they weren't geyser in Yerushalayim. But if I know claw that a zov walked on the street, perhaps they were geyser. So they're telling us that they weren't geyser. Kalim Tanino, so Moses says, this is a Mishnah on Kalim, this Nan, Kola Kalim, Nemitzoim Yerushalayim. All Kalim, one finds in Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTvila, so if there was a path going down to the Beis HaTvila, so any Kali that one finds down this, going down towards the Mikveh, Tmeim, it's Tomei. Why? Because, why did they bring the Kali to the Mikveh? So some of the Kali was Tomei, they wanted to table the Kali. So a keli that is found on the path to the mikveh, that keli is tummy, because you see from where it is that it was going to be brought to the mikveh to toy. Ha, abavais tochois da alme. But stam, if you find a keli in any other place in Yerushalayim, toyrim. So why do you need this memra of amiroi? So the Gemara asks for the Taimech, according to you, aim a sefer. Let's look at the sefer this Mishnah. Derech Aliyah, it says, what if you find the path coming up from the mikveh? Tahirim. So let's make up a kerta diik. Davke derech Aliyah from the mikveh is toil. Hoda al mitmeim. But why is this if you find it not on the path going out of the mikveh? You find it somewhere in the middle of Yerushalayim? It's tomeh. So Al Kaponim, you see, this Mishnah is flexible. If the Reisha is, the Deek of the Reisha is correct, then you're right. So then all Kalim are toil. Lafkid Yerdim, Berch Yerid is coming. If the Deek of the Sefer is correct, so Bungfakel, so all Makaimis are coming. So Elo, so this was the Chiddush of the Meiroim, to tell us Reisha Davke, V'Seifer Lav Davke, V'La'afuki G'siyoso. But let us see Rashi. So Rashi, B'derech Achas Oye Yerdim LeBeis HaTfilim, V'Oilem B'derech Acheres. They used to go down, it was a one-way street, going down to the Mikveh and going up from the Mikveh. What are these Kalim doing in the mikveh derech? So from the Mishnah alone, one can figure out any halachas. That the reisha is dafka, when is it tome if it's going down towards the mikveh? Diktoni bederech yerida, who the metamin? Then we assume it is tome. Ho de chol ha'ir, toya. Beseiva diktoni derech aliyah toirim, leitaydik b'nei ho de chol ha'ir tmeim, ela lafuki gziyoso. Now what is gziyoso? Mevoyois ktanim, these were small paths, shoyu somuch lederech yerida fa'aliyah. These were small paths that used to branch into these two drachim. Upa'omim shahayu yerdim derech oisan mevois. Upa'omim oilen. That means these mevois, this was a two-way street. These mevois, you went down to the mikveh and you went up to the mikveh. Vahanu, in these paths, that's why he said that Vahanu, Tmeyim misafik. These paths are tamei misafik. Shemitchila tmeyim hoyu. That means we know klal these paths, the keli that one finds on these paths, it was once tamei. The shaila it was brought to the mikveh. Now did it fall before it was getoybled? did it fall after was getaybel. But I know klar tmeim hoyu. Sofik naflu beyeride, sofik baliye. So since I know klar, there was once a cheskas tuma on the keli, and I do not know if it became nita, so the geziyosa, you shtalan cheskas tuma. Avol shah kelim, other kelim, one will find in the street. So that's very good, the Mishnah. Sofik derech aliyah stoy. If you know klar was derech aliyah stoy. If it's sofik derech aliyah, it's taketome. Avol shah kelim, sofik nitmu. Other kelim, so sofik bechlav, they ever became tome. Sofik loy nitmu. Legozu aleyim misof. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ulerav, do omak gein shavdoloi machat, tome meis vikira beboso. Rav said that this machat was lost by a tome meis, who's an avatome, and we know klo, this is his machat. Frekte Gemara, so then this is a shrekliche problem. Kiven do ma ma bechlal cheref, chever ayu kecholo, that a kli matches that touches a meis, is the same din of a meis, becomes an avatome. A kli matches that touches a tummy maze becomes an avatumim. Is odom v'kelim nami litmo. So if I know klo, that this machat belonged to a tummy maze, so this machat is an avatumim. This machat is an avatumim. So it should be metama de koin, it should be metama de sakin. Omar Ravashi, so isameres. So Ravashi said that there's a new lomdis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not speaking about the way Rashi had said before, that the Koyin touched the Machat and the Sakin touched the Machat. No, according to this Mahalach, it is speaking about a different case. So is, with this Asofik to us, if the Koyin touched it or not, there's Asofik if the Sakin touched it or not. The Azorah has a din of a Rishus Arabim. Probably Sofik Tumim Bishus Arabim. So Memele, now if the Koyin clears a Shaila, did he touch the Machat, or didn't he touch the Machat? Probably Sofik Tumim Bishus Arabim. Or Sofik Tumim Bishus Arabim. Sveikai Toheim. So Sveikai is Toheim. So that's the Chiddush. So L'chayr, we have to understand, now it's a Sofik Bechlal, if he touched the Machat or not, so we say he's Toyer. So that's why the Kalim is Toyer, and that's why the Kain, that's why the Sakin is Toyer, and that is why the Sakin is Toyer, and that is why the Kain is Toyer. So L'chayr, now we have to understand, what was the Simcha of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva said, "Zochinu shein tumis yadayim b'migdash." L'chayre, if there's a sofik bechlal, if the yadayim touched the machat, so sofik tumim b'shus haram sveikei toyer, so sveikei toyer. So it could be ein loch hesach hakdas v'gdoy lemizuf. He doesn't know if he touched it or not. So it's like stam yadayim askoniyes. So it should be his sofik alone. He's mesupik. He comes to ask karov a shaila. He doesn't know it. If he touched, he didn't touch. He said, "Ach, Baruch Hashem, you're lucky." Sofik tumah b'shus haram. Oh, but it shouldn't be worse than stam yadayim askonius, which Chazal put a tumah on yadayim. Stam yadayim askonius also a person. The tumah yadayim is also, he doesn't know if he touched anything. Stam yadayim askonius is a filo on a b'shus haram. So b'meil, if there would have been a tumah yadayim b'shus haram, wouldn't help the situation. So that was Rabbi Kiva said. So if it's tumim b'shus, that's zachinu shein tumim shedayim b'migdash. Zogt Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Kim do mama achev arei kecholo, v'zu noge b'tumis meis, shu ava tumim, v'nasa gam amachat ava tumim, v'ma esakim yedayim tohoi reis. Odom v'keilu nami litme, d'chol ava tumim metama odom v'keilu. Ben keili es keili, ben odom es odom, ben odom keili v'keili odom. Pasha say schukas ater b'sefri. And with the Gemara, ezore rishus harabmi letume. V'odom v'sakin, sofik nogu b'machet zeh, sofik loy nogu, avlei sofik tumim b'shus harabim, v'svei koi toher.